Astros Center. Bowling Green, a winner tonight over Ohio Wesleyan, 101-60. Head coach Michael Huger joins us here courtside. And coach, we talked about it in pregame, and KC and I alluded to it at the front end of the game. In a game like this, you want to come out and really establish things early so you can get to do the things that you want to do as a coach, get extra guys in there, this sort of thing. And you did that tonight.
A lot of guys and get a lot of guys minutes. We were able to compete on the defensive end from the start. We jumped on them from the start, played hard from the start. We had a nice crowd tonight, so excited to see that type of crowd and those guys back in the stands. You know, we just got to build on what we did today. Got a tough one on Monday. Guys got to be ready to understand what we're doing and the defensive schemes and everything that we'll do, and hopefully we'll come out successful.
Speaking of defensive schemes, you went with a lot of zone in the second half. Looked like a 3-2 zone. Talk about why you did that, and is that something we may see more of?
It was something that we've been working on. This was a good time for us to try it out. Like we did it actually against Western Carolina as well, and it was really successful for us down there. And, you know, just wanted to try it out and work on it. We still got to fill up some things in the zone, but I like the way it went. So hopefully that will continue and we'll see more of it.
Of course, another positive tonight. A lot of guys got basically even minutes. Everybody played 15 or 20 minutes basically. Was there anything you learned tonight about maybe some different combinations of guys that seemed to click pretty well together?
We mix it up in practice. We don't have like a certain five that always play together. We mix it up every day, so they're used to playing with different guys and different combinations. Liked a couple different combinations out there. Joe Reese, Daquan, is definitely obviously a great combination for us, but also liked when we mix it up and put Samari Curtis in and different guys like that to kind of mix up the pace a little bit. Those guys did a really good job.
Samari Curtis is a guy that we know has a pretty high ceiling, and it looks like right now he's still trying to sort of find what his role is and find a comfort zone, and talk about his development and trying to bring him along to where he feels like he can maximize his effort.
He's developing right now nicely. He's trying to find his way and figure out his niche, and that's what he's really trying to do, figure out his niche and what he can do and what he can't do. And that's, you know, I tell him don't think too much, just go out and play and have fun, enjoy it. And he's been doing that better, and his play has been picked up.
Is he a guy that is, if you could explain his overall game, is he more of a shooter, a slasher, a scorer, or what's his game?
He can do both. He can drive it, very good driver, but he is an exceptional passer. His passing skills is the thing I've been most impressed with on how well he passes the ball. But he can shoot the three. He finishes extremely well around the basket. So I like what he does, you know. And he's starting to compete more on the defensive end. So that's where the difference, the change in mentality now is how hard he competes on the defensive end.
Well, as you mentioned, you'll step it up Monday night when you take on Ohio State. And when you look at your first two games here, a game like tonight can serve maybe as a confidence booster as well as a chance to just get everybody in the game. Playing well tonight was really a key to move on to that game Monday.
It definitely was. It gives us confidence, even though Ohio Wesleyan is not Ohio State. But it gives our guys a little boost of a feeling that they played well. And, you know, hopefully that confidence to carry over into Ohio State.
Well, Coach, we'll see you in Columbus on Monday. Thanks for coming out.
Thank you.
That's BGSU head coach Michael Huger with us courtside. Bowling Green rolls over Ohio Wesleyan tonight, 101-60.